medical report. Jim Garcia is here from PPRDI in New York City. Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, welcome, Doctor. Happy Monday.
Yeah, well, it's happy Monday. There's more leaks from the White House now than I think from the Iraqi Navy, as they say, on the news. So what's going on in healthcare? I saw this group of governors meeting, like Governor of Wisconsin, Governor of Tennessee, et cetera, all meeting to make their statements about Obamacare. Now, you remember the movie on the Titanic, and there's obviously somebody was out there rearranging the deck chairs because they thought, nah, it's not going to sink. This is an unsinkable ship. And they could see actually the iceberg coming, but they didn't turn fast enough. And one of the problems with this ship is that it didn't have what's called a rapid turn ratio, so that when you're seeing the one-tenth of the berg above the ice, there's 90% below the ice. Now, I don't think people understand what's happening to us in terms of demographics. If you look at most of the Western nations, the populations of middle-aged and elderly is becoming a larger percentage of the population. And some of them are living longer, but they're living in what I call instead of their lifespan being extended, their death span is being expanded. In other words, we're keeping themselves in a moderately semi-alive position by using artificial means, and they're not really solving their healthcare issues to any great extent. In other words, they're prolonging their death rather than their life. When I saw this Tennessee governor make the statement that we want to put a replacement for Obamacare to have access to healthcare, we want better health outcomes, I'm thinking, he keeps on repeating, I'm thinking like he's asking for somebody to give him a solution. Now, I've listened to lots of people out there in the news media, bloggers, other people, and none of them have a structural solution beyond the really good solutions, at least for competition. Dr. Price and the others from these panels have come up with a good idea of how to have the insurance carriers compete to bring it back pre-Obamacare. And by the way, American competitive healthcare is superior to Canadian. I've worked in both systems. There's no comparison. Canadian healthcare is ridiculous. It basically, and again, part of that problem is they pay a small fee, you're guaranteed, but you have to see a large volume of patients. You really can't intervene with any alternative or other care. And if you don't follow these specific guidelines, the state will jump down your neck. Now, that isn't really health care. It's, I call, health-ish care. And real health care is identifying what's going on inside a particular person, identifying their genetic and metabolic challenges, and then fixing those problems. It's called functional medicine, which is living pathology. The problem is only maybe 0.1% of doctors are even starting to even marginally be involved, say with our academies of American College for Advancement of Medicine, ACAM, which is a pretty good membership now, but it's only, I think, maybe 100,000 across the Western world. And our Academy of Environmental Medicine is only a few thousand, and American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, which is pretty large worldwide, 820,000 health professionals, I think around, I think 80,000 doctors. So what we have is a situation where they're trying, but when I talked to my colleagues, Dr. Ron Klatz, I said, you know, most of the people that are involved in anti-aging even, or functional medicine, want to make people look really good, but inside, they're dying. I said, unless you actually discover what's going on inside someone and then make them out from the inside, you know how people put makeup on the outside of their body? We need to do a makeover on the inside. One of the gentlemen that just recently purchased a metapathy machine in Arkansas, and he'll be a student under you, I think, because he'll want to learn how to use this, wants to help the disabled people. Apparently his mother died and left a fairly sizable amount of money, and he purchased a metapathy and QRMA to help his child, who has apparently a chromosome 2 defect, although he didn't know specifically the details, and metabolic problems which none of the doctors have been able to address. Now, unless you address these things, and a lot of people have metabolic problems, how many polymorphisms do you think the average person carries, Jim? Just in the basic ones we know from 23andMe.
I would say probably at least 10%.
Yeah, there's a lot. And 25% of the world population has a polymorphism on the folate methyl reductase enzyme, 5-methylfolate reductase, that converts folic acid to its activated form. If you look at the Hispanic population, it's 50%. So if you have a folic acid reductase problem, you're going to have a higher incidence of neural tube defects and folic reduction abnormalities, such as if you're exposed to heavy metals like in vaccines, it's going to hurt you, or catecholamethyltransferase 1, or et cetera, different enzyme pathways. Now, the problem is that there's a lot of – everybody and their dog are out there selling supplements. I had a gentleman the other day call me and said, well, I'm taking life extension vitamins, which are an average vitamin out there. You can get it Vitacost and Amazon. He wanted me to integrate those as he's transitioning over to mine. I said, I don't integrate garbage from other places. I can't guarantee it'll help you. So stop it. Firstly, we need to know what's wrong inside your body. And I know there's a lot of people out there with their own QRMA machines, and it's a very tempting to just look at the QRMA and to say 40 or 50% of the things that tell you something's up or down. You look and you say, oh, I got lead and cadmium. Well, then what do you do about it? Or, hey, my thyroid's not working, and then what do you do about it? Or, hey, my male hormones are a little low, then what do you do about it? Okay? So a lot of people, unfortunately, even that have the QRMA machines at home, aren't regularly sending them in. But by the way, they should know that your test analysis for you and your family is free. And that's what the system I set up for people and their families. Now, if you do an external consult to someone who's out there in the community and you want to set up as a business, you have to provide a consult form, which means you have to purchase a consult because I have to integrate their history with the QRMA so I can tell them what's appropriate. Now, PPRDI offers that service of a QRMA and a metapathia scan. And this is should be the start in every clinic across America, say, in 10 years' time. And not only here, but around the world, there should be functional medicine scans and also blood, urine, stool, and saliva tests to measure at conventional labs, because I talk about these as quantum predictive testing. And then we need to get into what's called definitive diagnostic testing. Let's say if I find a child that's got delayed development, and I do a 23andMe Prometheus and a QRMA test, and I see a whole lot of things are screwed up, including maybe heavy metals or hypothyroidism from birth. You know, there are those cases where they've got a form of, you know, hidden cretinism. I need to start fixing that right away. Otherwise, they're going to be very, not only small brain size, but delayed myelination to brain development and some form of mental retardation. Now, the problem is the medical system is set up to be a rescue system. It rescues inappropriately, often too late, when full-blown pathology is present. So if you don't have diagnostic criteria, which include the quantum diagnosis, and then we can get into more we call conventional, like a QRMA, quantitative electroencephalogram, or a digital thermogram, or a axon 2 A-delta and C-fiber sensory nerve scan. Or we get into functional radiology, such as SPECT blood flow scans, T1 weighted MRI, PET scans with radio-labeled antibodies to specific tissues. We can get into some pretty damn amazing stuff. And now, even in the next 5 years, we'll have the capacity to do the entire human genome in under $100 for a patient. Now, do you think that the average doctor is going to have even the skill sets or the capacity to analyze this material? Hell no. Now, I can train them up with time to understand some of the basics, but if they don't, they can never really adjust the health of the patient. So instead of a person living, say, 35 years with reasonable health and 35 years with crappy health before they expire with multiple horrifying injuries and illnesses in a nursing home, we call tubes and orifices in every orifice for the last 20 years of their life, we can have a situation where we can have 120-year-olds still playing chess and running marathons. Now, the nice thing about what you do is you're actually able to integrate that and put it together. This needs to be a model for new healthcare. Not just the quantum testing, but it needs to interface with conventional testing, because the average doctor is not aware of even how to do proper thyroid testing. So when the QRMA picks up that your thyroid shot, and by the way, a huge amount of the population, their thyroid is not functioning normally. For every person that has Hashimoto's, which is antithyroglobulin and antimicrosomal antibodies, there's 50 to 100 people with what's called type 2 hypothyroidism, with elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone, elevated insulin levels, elevated glucagon, and often elevated cortisol levels are not diurnally normal. So, Jim, what you're doing is an incredible service, because if they think they can fix healthcare ultimately in an aging population, by just tweaking healthcare so it becomes affordable, and they're going to get, quote, better outcomes. No, they're just going to end up with more people on more drugs. I looked at the statistics the other day over the weekend. The average is 225,000 people per year die of medical causes caused by doctors. That's agreed to by even the toughest organizations. So in a decade, that is 2.25 million. Now, I think that number is actually low, because I know when there's a strike, whether it's in Israel or America or Britain, by the health professionals, the death rate significantly drops. And it's not because they're not found in the bathtub or whatever, it's because they don't die. So there's a lot of stuff that doctors do that kills people. One of them is too many drugs, inappropriate surgery, inappropriate preparation. And if a patient's not properly prepped, they're not going to survive the surgical procedure. You know, if you do a bypass on somebody who's in extremis and they can't tolerate a bypass operation, you're going to kill them. That's a fact. So, Jim, tell us about what you provide and how easy it is to get in touch with you and get started with this whole process.
Well, what I provide is basically what we were talking about, is the quantum view of your body inside, pre-diagnostic, preemptive.
I call it a predictive diagnostic scan. In other words, this is a predictive scan. It's not the final diagnosis, but it looks at the body bioelectric. It looks at the harmonic resonant fields that have been matched with a database to say, if you've got these field changes in your heart, it means your arteries are starting to calcify. If you got these field changes in your brain, you're going to develop an astroglioma. If you got these field changes in your adrenal glands and your adrenals are failing, there's something bad going on. If you got these field changes in this particular organ, you need them, say, in your prostate, manganese. If you got these field changes somewhere else, you got a precancer developing in your bone marrow. And the fact is, if you can identify these things before it declares itself as a full-blown disease, you can intervene. You can go back and test it. You can even change the bioelectric field with metatherapy. And it opens up the possibility of us preemptively blocking diseases by blocking the bioelectric body as well, which I'm working on the next step in this treatment. So, you know, medicine has to completely change. If they think the revolution in healthcare is just providing healthcare to everybody, they're crazy. What you're doing is going to not only cut costs, it's going to extend people's lifespan, not their death span.
You know, and that one thing that when you started off with talking about the Titanic, I feel like we're in the process of building the lifeboat. And with all these different things, we are creating life. We are sustaining life, not going down with a big, you know, as we could see with the healthcare system, it's going down. And just the other day, I was with my son. He's observant. And he says, he made a joke. He said, "Dad, where do drug pushers usually hang out?" And I said, "Well, typically on the corner." We're driving down the street, he goes, "There's a Walgreens, there's a CVS." And he was right. Every corner, there's a pharmaceutical, you know, company that are pushing the drugs. And I've heard your statistics all the time talking about how many people are on these drugs. What if we can prevent us from going into that, not negating it, but what if we could start to look at healthcare as a preventative method rather than a reactive method?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that what I see happening is the revolution in healthcare is going to happen from the grassroots. If you've got a vested interest in a particular part of the healthcare system, let's say you're an orthopedic surgeon and you get paid by cutting, or you're a intensivist and you work in an intensive care unit and you only make money and get employed because people get in extremis, like they return to the hospital in congestive heart failure, or they've got a metastatic cancer that's now deteriorated, so they get a broken bone, a pathological fracture. Or you got a pregnancy where a woman developed, you know, basically a toxic pregnancy where their blood pressure is off into outer space. If we know the underlying causes, we can intervene in these things before they become out of control. And what I see happening is medicine needs to use more technology of all kinds, not only the quantum technology, but the advanced functional medicine. We're not doing it. We're not teaching enough intermediate metabolism to doctors, quantum physics, infectious disease. For example, how many doctors do you think realize that small bowel overgrowth and immune homology between pathogens and the person's proteins actually are the inducers for autoimmune disease. To give you an example, ulcerative colitis. And I just recently had a consult a few days ago of a woman whose son has bad ulcerative colitis. And it turns out there's a decapeptide in the somatic membrane of the bowel wall. It's identical to the decapeptide in Saccharomyces oreasii mycelial yeast, which is the yeast that makes bread rise. So literally, if you have bread and you've got this decapeptide that's been now sensitized because you have a leaky gut where decapeptides get across from your leaky gut, attached to usually toxins in the environment because these environmental toxins can make things 10 million times more allergenic. So now you got something like, let's say, glyphosate attached to, say, this decapeptide of the yeast. And the glyphosate-induced decapeptide sensitivity makes a T lymphocyte attack now your bowel wall because it thinks it's the mycelia of the bread-rising cerevisiae yeast fungi. Bad news. Now, how many people realize that MS is either due to Lyme or Lyme-like parasites? And there's 34 Lyme-like parasites in North America and North Europe that all are directly linked to not only low vitamin D levels, but elevated levels of these antibodies you find against Lyme or Lyme-like parasites like babesiosis and ehrlichiosis. And the same way with lots of chronic viremias. Most people don't realize that asthma, these people always have elevated levels of rhinovirus subclass 3 in their basket cells of their bronchi. So if you don't deal with the stealth pathogens, if you don't deal with autoimmunity and gene SNPs and metabolic blockades and heavy metals in the environment from the air, food, and water, and the fact that we are literally destroying our thyroids with something like fluoride, chloride, and bromide in our environment, including in our bread in America, where it's okay to have bromide in the bread, but it isn't for 40 years in Canada. You know, why do they not understand that you're going to have hypothyroid Americans? It defies logic, doesn't it? Or when you add 10,000 plus chemicals that are in parts per million or billion, and there's 7 new chemicals in every day in the average biosphere affecting human bodies, why do they think that human physiology will be normal? It's insanity, isn't it?
It's complete insanity because, you know, what we have to do is move from the status quo and move into more an adaptive model that really recognizes what, you know, the pathology, as you were talking about, what's right. going on in the system where we're going.
But the problem is, you see, you have to cross a number of specialties in order to understand this, and I have over the years. And because of my unique knowledge, I can tell you what kind of conventional tests to do. That's why, for example, despite all the crazy competition out there, and it's crazy, and the worst problem is when people think that they somehow can substitute what we have in NutriMeds with some other product from somewhere else and think it's equivalent. It's not. Not only that, I won't manage it because I can't guarantee that the effects will be positive for you or even negative. For example, if you take vitamin E that's just, the synthetic form, it actually is toxic to you. Do you know that? It'll actually increase the level of peroxynitrate in your body. If you take our gamma E+, plus, it's going to reduce your gamma peroxides throughout your body, including your brain and your eye. So, your nitroperoxy radicals. So, the problem is we have to have ways of testing to see if the quantum body is changing, which is the quickest way to identify it and cheapest. And then we can direct testing, which can save a lot of money, so you don't do every test on the sun. You just do the ones you need. For example, if I see somebody with a whole lot of heavy metals, and I see, let's say, they've had a history working in the military or working around a lot of toxic stuff like methyl ethyl ketone and other toxic solvents, I'm going to put them on a program of detoxification to try to get them back to square one. Now, as the energy of their cells increases, too, things may start popping out on their QRMA that weren't present initially because their energy of their cells is so low. And when that happens, we can actually do other directed tests. We can take a 22-pack red cells in Genova Labs, which is a blood draw. We can measure other specific tests that are confirmatory to these predictive diagnostic tests of the QRMA and menopathia. So, you know, this is the direction the healthcare is going to take in the 21st century, is quantum diagnostics leading the way toward other functional medicine testings and genetic analysis.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
And welcome back. I'm putting together a video that I want you to help collaborate on it, Jim, that I want to send off to Mr. Bannon, who's, I call the shadow mind behind the Trump administration, Roger Stone, and Dr. Price, who's now the head of Health and Human Services. You need to have innovative ideas, which we are very good at in America. Believe it or not, the most innovative current program for healthcare in the world is Korea, which is really South Korea, but they call themselves Korea. They don't even refer to North Korea as North Korea. Because they have a combination of things that gets into preventive medicine, spas, and other things as part of their healthcare system to optimize the outcomes of healthcare. But what I'm proposing is going to be going significantly farther. In fact, it'll enter the age of 21st century medicine where we're going to start changing the quantum informatics of the resonant structure of your body that controls your genes and gene complexes to actually change your biophysiology. For example, you can't develop a rheumatoid arthritis in a knee unless you have the resonant frequency for that T cell to even attack the joint cartilage. Isn't that interesting? You can't have a metastasis to a particular tissue unless there's a local dysautonomia and an electrical circuit that you can pick up with a Keithy Enterprises machine and picovolts and microamps that shows a spectral pattern that tumor has metastasized because the frequency has metastasized. as the first step of the metastatic process. Interesting, isn't it?
It is, because you know it has to be progressive in thought, and that's right. That's where we're going.
Right, and I want people to understand that only innovative approaches applying quantum biology, genetics, intermediate metabolism, stealth pathogens, and immunology to the healthcare of a population increasingly exposed to not only inducing radioactive fields from Fukushima and nuclear plants local, but also the danger of scalar fields from Wi-Fi networks, smart meter systems, and step-down transformers that interferes with the scalar biology of our cells, the effect of adding chemicals like glyphosates to specific proteins to cause sensitization at orders of magnitude greater than would occur naturally. This is a big problem. And the problem is the medical system, as it is by and large completely ignorant of it. And there's only a small number, only a few hundred here in the Western world, doctors trained in environmental medicine. Many of the doctors involved in anti-aging medicine are basically involved in the cosmetic side rather than the actual anti-aging side of it. And even the clinics that are involved with stem cell therapy, most of them, because of my reputation, are a little terrified to Dr. Deagle. Well, now you wonder why. What do you think? What would it be your top two or three guesses as to why they're afraid to talk to Dr. Deagle, stem cell clinics?
Well, because you know how to set the ground for it. We've talked about this in the past. It's, you know, setting the soil and you know the internal workings of each part.
I'd start off with simple questions like, how's your success? And then I'd give a list of half a dozen diseases. What are you doing to prep the patient to make sure you don't have heavy metals or, you know, out-of-control diabetes or hypothyroidism or other tissue issues that will make their tissues non-responsive to a stem cell transplant? And can you reproduce the circumstances that occur in a fetus, which is the ideal situation that allows the tissues to actually regenerate? Because you're basically cloning yourself fractionally into a future body that every 7 years is a new body, but no one's older than a seven-year-old, except for a few old straggly neurons. That's it. Isn't that crazy? And the problem is, see, they don't approach it systematically like this. Like when you look at somebody like Trump in terms of economy, he approaches the economy of America in a systematic way like this. But we need to be even more innovative than just bringing in Dr. Price and rolling back prices and increasing cross-state competition and health savings accounts. We need to extend those health savings accounts, which I think he's going to do, so it includes openly that vitamins are covered. But I've been doing it for years where if someone sends off their list of supplements for a particular health condition, they never get hassled by the IRS. Never. But now it's going to be formal. So you can have a health savings account to pay for your insurance, to pay for a QRMA machine, to pay for diagnostic testing. That means you're going to have tax paid up dollars, basically, or tax free dollars you're going to actually be able to use to take care of your health. But a lot of it is going to be informing the public. The public, you know, a large number of people listen to this program. Probably in a week, there are millions. But very few of them are actually taking the action necessary. They want to trust their doctor, and that's a lethal and a stupid thing to do. The reason is not because a doctor's not a bad person. They're uninformed. How many dentists that are still playing around with mercury, how many dentists in this country are improperly still removing mercury from people's mouths with a proper high-flow suction and a dental dam and all the other things? That's just one example. So, QRMA, Metapathia, PPRDI.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Pam from Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi. Thanks, Dr. Deagle. How are you today?
Doing well. Making progress on all of our fronts. Just another announcement. I redid all the hyperlinks over on the Listen Live page for Nutramedical. And if people go there, they can see all Listen Live links are now all redone. We also are going to make sure that where it says Radio Archives, it'll just be basically GCN Radio Archives, which is before April 18th. They're not complete. I will probably just put some of the special shows that we like, our top ones I post over there, because I have all the old audio files. Now, in terms of what I'm just researching, I want to talk about the body bioelectric and about how Lumen Photon influences it. When you put infrared light into a tissue, and it's what we call the carrier frequency, like an FM radio or TV station. You remember your old FM TVs? We adjust the rabbit ears and you tune it into a specific frequency modulated audio video signal. And then you have the old cathode ray scanning your screen with the old style colored television.
Right.
Yeah. Technology changes a lot, right? Now we got fourth generation OLED screens with, you know, 4K high resolution, so high that even if you're an eagle, you couldn't make out the dots. It's not possible. Well, the way the body works is every biological process in the body is governed by the bioelectricity. And it turns out that all chemical reactions that occur are in the infrared spectra. So if you want to look at a biological molecule and you're working in a chemistry laboratory and you're looking at a double bonded or, you know, imidazole group or something else in the side group, you look at its infrared spectroscopy. In fact, part of our process doing chemistry and advanced organic chemistry is we had to reconstruct the chemical structure of molecules based just on their scan. So if you knew what the scan showed in terms of the harmonic resonant frequencies that were picked up in the infrared spectroscopy, you had to be able to reconstruct the biological structure of the molecule. You know, how long was it, you know, the alkene section of the molecule, were there side groups, what were they like, you know?
Yeah,
pyrazole groups or whatever. and what happened is you could actually determine the structure. Now, the way the body works is everything in the body is resonant frequencies. Now, the primary thing is when you're putting a lumen on, you tune into this particular tissue, let's say skin and nervous system, because they're basically from the same ontogeny. In other words, the skin and the central and peripheral nervous system all come from the neuroectoderm. And the neuroectoderm can turn into the eyes in one part and the brain in another, but also the skin. The skin is a neurological structure. Most people aren't aware that 10% of your visual, taste, vibration, and motion sensor receptors are in your skin. They're not in your eye or anywhere else. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Yeah, most people don't realize you got taste receptors in your skin and vibration receptors and receptors for all kinds of things that you think, well, why are they there? It's because the skin is a neurological structure. The largest organ in your body is not your liver, it's your skin. Isn't that interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. I think
now,
so.
Some of the tissues that are most metabolically active are also your CNS. Now, the second thing that people should understand is that if you tune into the skin, you put frequency 3 in the lumen photon machine, you're actually tuning into the, it's like the radio station or the TV station for that tissue. And then what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I'm going to turn on that and put in infrared light in the far and near infrared spectra. So now the tissue's absorbing it and getting what's called increase in oxygen to the tissue, increase in perfusion to the tissue, and increase in the level of electrons in the cytochrome, which is a part of the cell that builds up the electron density before the mitochondria generate ATP, high energy adenosine triphosphate, and NADH. Now, why is this important? Because tissues can't heal unless they have energy. They can't heal unless they're in an aerobic state. And
right.
Stem cells can't get off the freeway of your circulation and decide to do something unless the tissue is prepared, being properly perfused and oxygenated, and there's enough energy to actually transform the tissue to have it grow. Now, so there's a frequency that Dr. Nogier discovered, not only intuitively but in laboratory, that skin is frequency 3, internal organs like liver, kidneys, etc., are frequency 4, and glands are frequency 5. That's a pretty profound discovery. And then there's a combination of frequencies called NICO that are used not only for bones but also for tissues around the teeth. And there's a disease called NICA, which is cavitations and periodontal cavitations. And interestingly, when you look at bones like your cancellous bones of your spine and your metaphysis of your long bones, like your femur, when they decalcify, you actually decrease and lose spicules. So you look at it, it looks like a Jenga stick inside your bone, but there's less Jengas or less toothpicks inside there because those little spicules of bone get decreased. In fact, eventually, if somebody is really osteopenic, osteoporotic, it looks like a shadow or a ghost of bone with just a few spicules inside it. Scary looking. Now, in the jawbone and the skull, the bones actually don't get less dense, they get thinner. So if you have someone who has an osteopenic skull, their skull becomes thin as a china cup. And their jaw actually retracts away from the tooth. Now, eventually, if it retracts away enough, it creates cavitations away from the tooth root, and you even shatter or break what's called the Sharpe fibers that hold a tooth into the jawbone. And those periodontal cavitations get infected with nanobacteria, food debris, and you get an osteomyelitis on top of it in the bone itself, causing destruction of the bone tissue and the tooth root. Okay, so you can get an abscess down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what lumen does is it's been proven to actually reverse NICA, which is tooth cavitations. If you take our nutraceutical protocol for reversing periodontal disease and then you use Lumen Photon, if you've got sinus problems, chronic sinus, you want to use our Sinew Pulse Elite with Neutrodyne and a Sinew Air powder. And you want to use our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, and NutriDefense to block the viruses and stealth pathogens that are attaching to your membranes. And you irrigate all the crap out, but then you want to use Lumen Photon on the area. If you got migraines, and only bite into a CoQ10, ubiquinol, and Gamma E Plus, and take a BioLVR twice a day and power methyl B12 under your tongue, but you can put a Lumen Photon in your head and put it up to frequency 3 again, and it'll actually turn off the migraine. Even inducing sleep, it's the lack of metabolic activity in the pineal gland. And if you take our indium, along with our minerals like Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus, and by the way, we're going to release shortly a new product called Vitamineral Mix, which is a cherry-flavored powder, and it's for all ages, so that you'll be able to get it in a powder form if you don't want to swallow the pill, and you can actually put it in your other drinks like your Life Support or Ageless or Glycemics, as for extra vitamins and minerals.
Nice.
And it's all activated, so it's not like any like the one-a-day and the other garbage vitamins. All of our vitamin components are in their final activated metabolic stage, so they're going to jump on any gene defects or toxic blockade. And all the minerals are in their tracks amino acid chelated form, so they transport it actively across the membrane. Now, the Lumen Photon, what it does is literally where you put it, and I used it a ton over the weekend. For some reason or other, when I was helping move stuff because we were doing some big work in our kitchen, I aggravated an old tendonitis that I had from an old injury, and I was in agony. And I started taking, of course, our stuff, which is arthritics and Inflamex, and I was using our pregnenolone cream, but one of the most useful things was to slap on that Lumen pad. And everywhere I could, I was slapping on the Lumen pad and putting on setting number 7 to turn off the pain. And it worked like a charm. It's amazing. You put it up on frequencies number 7, you've got skin pain. And it made me think, you know, I'm going to design not only a cream, but and we can use things like our healing body balm or MagnaSport roll-on. But you need the Lumen to get the energy in the tissues. You need the Lumen to break up the circuits. Because the pain circuits in the skin, which is the Langerhans gate, you need to work on pain in the skin level. You know, it's crazy that the doctors are giving pain meds to work on the cortical level of the brain, integrating and analyzing what pain is and where it's coming from. When really the pain, if you don't have skin, you can't suffer pain. A lot of people that don't work in a burn unit don't know. When a patient has 60% burn, and when they come in, they're not screaming. They don't feel anything. They're dehydrating like crazy, and if you don't give them artificial skin and protect them from dehydration, they're going to die pretty quickly.
Right.
Cardiogenic shock. But they don't hurt. You only start hurting when the skin regenerates enough that you actually have nerve fibers again and you're in agony.
Gosh.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah,
especially if you're debriding them, you know, with a steel brush to get the crap off them. They've had a lot of bad junk in their skin, right, as they start to slough.
Yep.
Now, the fact is I took that plus all the research I've been doing over the years, and I'm the first and only one who's discovered what actually pain is. Now, I know people think, well, that's very arrogant to say that you're the only one. I am, actually. And this is after decades of expecting other doctors to come to my conclusions. When I discovered the potentiometry at the base of the skull is all you need to measure the threshold of a sensory input anywhere on the body for A-delta and C-fibers. And I can give people the link to what's called axonpain.com. Dr. Randall Court and our Association of Sensory Medicine has put together a nice book on what pain is. And the A-delta fibers synapse all the way to the cortex. The C-fibers do it other pathways, part of the neuraxis, but not all the way to the cortex, maybe the subthalamic nuclei. And the fact is, when you use a Lumen on your skin, you're actually turning off the pain at source. That's where you want to turn off the pain. You don't want to turn it off by giving people non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that affect their brain, or Tylenol 3, or oxycodone, or or heroin, things like that. I do think there are things that can be helped, like cannabidiol, which is from hemp, not from marijuana. But I don't believe in hallucinogenic drugs as a treatment for pain either. I think that you don't want to hallucinate people away from their pain either with, magic mushrooms or marijuana or any other hallucinogen. What you want to do is you want to turn it off at source, at the skin. Now, it doesn't matter if you've got cancer pain from the Glisson capsule of your liver or periosteum of your bones. It all has to be referred back to the skin. Think of the skin as being like the computer screen of your body. if your brain can't see anything on a computer screen, it doesn't exist. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
Yeah, but when you think about teleologically, it makes sense, doesn't it? It's the interface between you and the world, your skin.
Right, of course.
So the skin is a lot more intelligent than you think. Now, every tissue also records in itself microtubules. You ever heard of microtubules? It's a solid-state form of memory. Now, in fact, when you record a memory, there's three stages in your brain. And this is why even helping children with birth defects like autism, using not only things like ketogenic diol hyperbaric, but transcranial hyperbaric illumined photon on frequency 3 can help their brain development, because you're increasing the metabolism of their brain. You're speeding up when they're taking their neurogen and other fatty acids and material to help their brain grow. So you're remyelinating their brain. And you help to also in people that are starting to have, you know, iffy circulation. Let's say if you do a SPECT blood flow scan on Granny and she's 66 and she's starting to lose her memory, you've got three things wrong. Firstly, it's very possible she's got heavy metals. Number two, it's very possible she's got a B12 and folate deficiency. What percentage of seniors do you think are B12 deficient?
Oh, boy, I bet it's high.
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Oh, my
Two-thirds.
Gosh.
How many of them do you think are hypothyroid? 75 to 80% are hypothyroid, either type 1 or type 2, type 1 being Hashimoto's or type 2 being pre-diabetic. What percentage of the population are diabetic on a insulin glucose tolerance test by age 79? 99.9%. It's almost impossible to find somebody who's not somehow impaired in their glucose tolerance. They may not be, frankly, diabetic yet, but their impaired glucose tolerance means they're shutting down. They're making more reverse thyroid hormone. Their metabolic rate's dropping. Their stem cells can't differentiate and heal. And as soon as you add the energy, the body says, you know what, I got enough energy now. I'm going to heal that bone. So, for example, I get somebody that says, my doctor did a test and I've got bad osteoporosis in my bilateral surgical neck of my hips and L4 and L5 vertebrae in my back. I said, well, you need to slap the Nicosetting Lumen on your back and on your hips a couple hours a day, plus take our supplements. Plus, you may even want to take our peptides I can get from the European Academy of Sciences that specifically activates the chromatin-heterochromatin ratio to actually activate the stem cells. And you might want to take some indium to help migrate those minerals in, because it's the minerals with energy that guide the ion channels in the membranes to actually transport the minerals across to turn on the genes. So without the energy, the genes don't even get turned on. Isn't that interesting?
Right, yes.
So every tissue that starts to get diseased has, whether it's a chronic pain syndrome, autoimmune disease, or cancer, has the same roots. The tissue's going anaerobic. You're developing dysautonomia. You're getting abnormal electronic and we call harmonic resonance circuits in the tissue. So, for example, if you're going to metastasize, you could probably predictably, if you had, let's say, use your imagineering machine in your head, you could see a bone scanner in the Starship Enterprise in the 25th century. He'd pop somebody in and say, oh, we detect you're developing a change in your right inferior lobe of your lung, and it looks like there's a similar frequency spectral pattern showing up in your left scapula, which means if you develop a cancer in your left lower lobe, it's going to metastasize to your shoulder because the frequency circuits are already there. Is that interesting or what?
That's very interesting.
Right, and you got to understand that the bioelectric body exists before the physical body and the expression of the genetics occurs. That's why what you're doing really is energy therapy when you're doing light, lumen photon. You're not just you're not just improving perfusion alone. You're improving energetics of the tissue. You're improving aerobics of the tissue. So that when you do that, for example, I did my lumen whole pile, and then I went in my mild hyperbaric chamber after taking a lot of my fancy supplements. And let me tell you, I got better really fast in a matter of hours rather than days and days and days of suffering. Or heading off to the stupid hospital and taking injections, right, for my scapular tendonitis. Which would be usually some doc would be stick a great big damn needle into my shoulder with steroids, which would affect my adrenal glands and my blood sugar and everything else. And it would only last for so many hours when the anesthetic comes out, it would hurt like the devil. So you got to understand, we're fixing the problem. So it's a bioenergetic therapy. Now, what I'm working with, and I think you sent me the contacts for your engineers, I want to be able to put on the on-phase a simple plug-in where I can give them treatment frequencies for different conditions. And if you have it on your iPad or iPhone, you could literally take those frequency patterns and just kind of translate them through in the on phase of the lights. So in the on phase where the lights are on so many fractions of a second, there are going to be a specific frequency that will entrain the tissues to start setting up the correct bioelectric frequency spectral pattern. This is, in a sense, what electroacupuncture does, because they're very advanced Chinese. So when you're doing electroacupuncture, you're going through the energy points, the qi, and you're actually altering the qi energy flow through those tissues and maintain the genetics and the physiology of the tissues. Because if you think the genes control your cell, you're wrong. It's the RNA and the exosomes and these other complexes that control whether the genes get turned on and off. Just think of the genes as a keyboard. It's not the musician. That's all it is. The genes are a keyboard. They're not the musician. And yeah. The energy and the bioelectric fields and these other molecules like exosomes and heterochromatin proteins and so on, they're the magician. The magician and the musician, they're the ones that make the magic of life occur. So Lumen Photon is the energy and life band-aid everybody needs. Every home needs one of these. Every veterinarian needs one of them. If you don't have it, you'll suffer. You'll love it. You'll be a Lumen Photon fan forever.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention all shoppers,
listen for the blues. And welcome back. And so, you know, tell some of the stories that you have. I mean, to me, it's amazing. You know, when we look at all these alternative technologies all converging in a future where we're going to have the human genome available under $100. We can not only do predictive quantum testing like URMA, bioplasm, and metapathia, which is going to get even more sophisticated as years pass. We're going to be able to intervene with not only metatherapies and so on to change the bioelectrics of the body, and microcurrent for electroacupuncture, and microcurrent or induce what's called energetic fields, where we take these specific energies and can make them as sound, light, electrical fields, etc., to try to induce genetic changes to heal the body. To me, the lumen photon is way out in front, because the body bioelectric is basically concatenated energy fields that are electrical, DC electrical harmonic resonant circuits, like we call resonant capacitors, and they're all in the frequency range of the spectrum of infrared light. As I mentioned in previous shows, the way that they would select for many centuries young boys to become acupuncturists and heads of martial artists, because they wouldn't teach you the advanced martial arts unless you could see the infrared light spikes, and so they'd put you in the temple in a dark room with a bunch of acupuncture needles, and if you didn't put the needles in the energy points because you could see them after so many hours of your eyes accommodating, you weren't fit to become a Shaolin, say, monk or some other monk in on one of these advanced temples. And so they knew. So when I heard this story many years ago, and we had a power outage when I was in my research time in Calgary, Alberta, back in the early 80s, I realized, oh, the patient right there, I didn't need the acupuncture point finder. I could see the light spikes myself. So when I was trigger point blocks, and we're using more and more advanced formulas. For example, in Denver, I was using one, which I will share with other doctors, that I've developed a pen called MediSave, and I'm going to put it in a transdermal pain formula, but also it's going to be in my pain disc device, which I'm actually going to probably start manufacturing soon, that I have patents going back to 2004, 13 years ago. What people need to understand is the body bioelectric is prescient over all other processes, biochemical, physiological, and pathological. And so lumen photon changes the game. It's a game changer, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah, so if you see somebody with their bones going to hell, and you take our supplements and you use lumen photon, you speed up the rate of healing and the extent of healing. Whether it's a retinal problem like senile macular degeneration or migraines or even insomnia, you can slap a lumen pad on frequency 3 for 15 minutes before you go to sleep and on the side of your head, and you make your pineal gland, you're taking your indium, taking our melatonin time release and our calm mind brain makes for the evening, your pineal's waking up and saying, hey, it's time to go to sleep. It works better. Interesting. Same with attention deficit disorder, dementia, peripheral neuropathy. Lumen photon is one of the key treatments for reversing diabetic and non-diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Nerve entrapment syndrome, thoracic outlet syndrome, carpal tunnel syndrome, tarsal tunnel in the feet. Nothing like it. It's amazing. Get it today. We have all kinds of different shapes and conformations. You'll never find anything more effective with our supplements than combining lumen photon with NutriMeds and our protocols.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.